Ukraine security issue.
The 114th day of the Ukrainian people's fight against Russian invaders began with the announcement of an air alert throughout Ukraine. Vitaly Kim, the head of Mykolaiv Regional Military Administration, said that at least two people were killed and 20 more injured after Russia launched a missile attack against the city of Mykolaiv early on Friday. Five houses were destroyed, but these data are inconstant, said Vitaly Kim. The Ukrainian air defenses shot down a Russian missile over the Zaporizhia region. There are no casualties and destruction, but the information is being clarified. Russian invaders do not stop shelling of the Dnipropetrovsk region. At night, they fired artillery at one of the southern districts of the region. In the Sumy region, the day began with mortar shelling, fortunately without casualties. According to the Ukrainian General Staff, Russia is conducting demonstrative shelling in the northern border regions to prevent Ukraine from withdrawing its troops and strengthening Ukraine's position in the east. In the Kharkiv region, the occupiers are trying to keep the occupied borders and prevent the advance of the Ukrainian defense forces to the state border with Russia. The enemy tried to conduct reconnaissance by fighting in the border areas, but the Ukrainian soldiers responded with accurate fire and the enemy withdrew. In the Donetsk region, Russian invaders are focusing their efforts on the offensive in the northern city of Slovyansk. The occupiers are conducting reconnaissance battles in the direction of the city of Slovyansk in order to create conditions for intensifying the offensive, firing artillery at villages located on the border of the Donetsk and Kharkiv regions. The cities of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk remain hotspots in the Luhansk region. As a result of the aggressors' attacks on the city of Lysychansk, six civilians were killed. The occupiers hit the building where civilians were hiding. The Russian army also fired on a preventorium and people were trapped under it. As a result of constant massive shelling by the occupiers, civilians die every day and cannot be buried. The Ukrainian military personnel are burying people in mass graves on the outskirts of Lysychansk. Military soldier Serhiy Veklenko told the New York Times about one of these graves, where 300 people are buried. According to him, killed civilians have been gathered in these graves since April. Those are people from the cities of Lysychansk, Severodonetsk and Rubizhne. Russia continues to suffer losses in personnel, weapons and equipment. Over the past 24 hours, 200 occupiers have been killed, and since the beginning of their full-scale invasion, more than 32,000 Russian occupiers were eliminated in Ukraine, and about 10,000 units of enemy equipment have been destroyed. More success in destroying the enemy is observed in the south of Ukraine. Vladislav Nazarov, the spokesman of the South Operational Command, said that Ukraine's air forces deployed helicopters and warplanes, three times hitting clusters of enemy manpower and equipment in the Kherson, Kakhovka and Berislav districts of the Kherson region. Three Russian helicopters Mi-8 struck at our positions in an attempt to repel the famous village of Mykolaivka. The attempt was unsuccessful and, evading our weapons, Russian helicopters retreated. We have no losses. And once again, the occupiers launched a missile from the Soviet multiple launch rocket system Uragan, hitting the suburbs of Mykolaiv. The Ukrainian artillery struck three times with helicopters and planes at the place where the enemy concentrated in the Kherson, Kakhovka and Berislav areas of the Kherson region. The Ukrainian armed forces fired a missile at the control point and the accumulation of enemy equipment in the Novakakhovka region, said Vladislav Nazarov. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military hit by a missile the Russian tug Vasily Beg in the Black Sea when it was transporting weapons to Zmiiny Island. The tug was equipped with a Thor anti-aircraft missile system, ammunition and military personnel. According to preliminary data, 70% of the crew was affected and the fate of the rest is unknown. Currently, the enemy ships are trying to conduct a search and rescue operation. The Russian aggressor continues to block civilian shipping in the northwestern part of the Black Sea. There are two carriers of cruise missiles caliber in the equatorium. President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Ukraine is introducing a visa regime for Russian citizens. The visa entry regime for Russian citizens will start working from the 1st of July. The president added that this decision is necessary for the security of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Previously, initiators of the petition proposed to introduce a visa regime on the president's website. Volodymyr Zelensky supported this proposal. The Russians have damaged or destroyed more than 500,000 objects of cultural heritage in Ukraine. According to Culture and Information Policy Minister of Ukraine Oleksandr Tkachenko, their restoration will cost millions of dollars to our state. The invaders also remove museum exhibits from the occupied territories of Ukraine. Oleksandr Tkachenko said that the ministry had compiled a register of stolen valuables, and to return them, Ukraine will apply to international courts.
Путін проголосив однією з головних цілей власне війну з нашою ідентичністю. Ідентичність представляє
One of Putin's declared goals is a war against our identity. Identity has been represented by culture, language and history. Their attempt to prove that there is only one great Russian world shows Russia's actual attitude to the preservation of culture as a whole. Their culture is a propaganda tool. Now we are verifying the evidence. After that, international experts must record the nature of the destruction and evaluate the damage. We are working on a formula for how accurately to estimate losses so that we can apply to international courts for financial compensation, said Oleksandr Tkachenko.